Hello and welcome to edition 105 of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I can smell the mince pies, at least I think that's what it is, we haven't got any cats, and see the tinsel glistening, so I think Christmas is in the air. David Potten is with me, and so David, tell us if this is a special festive edition.
Yes, Tim, it certainly is. And I'm delighted to say that we've got five regular readers to help us present highlights from the December 2022 edition of Let's Talk. The five readers are Angie Kennedy, Dorothy Sneesby, David Clayton, Neil Haverson, and Tony Stimson. Angie Kennedy will start us off with the editorial.
It's time to put all the anxieties of the world to one side for a long weekend, to enjoy that most special of occasions, Christmas. I know this issue of Let's Talk is on sale and we are recording and it's still November, but it is our last issue before the festive holiday, and so it's time to wish the very happiest and safest of times to everyone. Without doubt, we've all earned the right to make the most of this special annual break. A few days we love to spend with family and friends, in which we love to overindulge and throw aside our inhibitions and wholeheartedly enjoy time with those who mean the most to us. If you think back to what we've put up with and are still enduring in 2022, I think all of us will agree we've earned the right to switch our minds and thoughts to happier times. There has been the sad death of our Queen, the ongoing awful conflict following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the desperate economic crisis and unstable political situation, which has brought us three prime ministers in a matter of weeks. And while COVID seems far less rampant than it has been in previous Decembers and New Years, it is still affecting millions of people. And together with the usual flu season, it means our NHS is constantly under enormous pressure. But enough. 'Tis the season to be jolly. We know Let's Talk listeners are a compassionate and selfless bunch, always willing to help others, to assist charities dear to their hearts, and to offer wisdom and advice wherever and whenever they can. But for once, perhaps Christmas 2022 is the perfect time to also think of ourselves. This is a time when you should be able to enjoy a little bit of time, a little bit of fun, some happiness, and a few treats, just for you. It doesn't count as a sin, you know, and it will do you the power of good. Take a few moments to look at a photograph, read that book or letter, watch that film or television programme, wallow in nostalgia, in whatever way you can, or simply think back about a special person or people no longer here to share that certain word or squeeze or cuddle. At least once every year, especially around this time, someone will say what a tough 12 months it's been since the previous Christmas. Perhaps more than ever, that is true of 2022. I don't think it will go down as a favourite year for anyone. But around the corner, 2023 beckons, and at the moment, it looks quite daunting. However, we must all do our best, be positive, and hope that everything improves. In the meantime, what better way to prepare for those potentially tough times than by throwing caution to the wind and enjoying a rip-roaring Christmas? Now that sounds like a very good plan. Whatever you decide to do, and whoever you choose to share your Christmas with, we hope that your festive time will be a really good one. All of us here at Let's Talk wish our readers and our listeners a very happy Christmas.
Thank you, Angie. And we certainly hope you have a really good holiday as well.